So it is now 2 p.m. on Wednesday, September 26th. This is the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners regular meeting being held at the Frank Wilson EMS building in Friday Harbor, Washington. The first item on the agenda is approval of the agenda as written for this regular meeting of September 26th. Can I hear a motion for approval?
I'll move to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any comments?
Yeah, I'd like to move that we remove a resolution 18-495 consideration, leave it tabled until further notice.
So maybe just withdraw that motion, the motion to approve the agenda. Have someone pass a motion amending the agenda and then pass a motion approving the amended agenda. That sounds like a lot, but it's probably...
Any discussion? As written and accept and rule on Mark's suggestion.
So you want to make a motion? So we're withdrawing the first motion?
Yeah, so I'm the author of the first motion. I withdraw that motion. Okay. Now on the table is a secondary motion made by Commissioner Schwinge. You want to reiterate that, Mark?
Yeah, I move that we leave table resolution 18-495 until further notice.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And discussion?
Why? Why are we doing this?
At this juncture, it makes more sense, in my view, that the substance of that document not duplicate as a redundant document that which ultimately should be incorporated into a contract with the new chief.
Well, the document itself says that all contracts previously signed would supersede the document.
That's true. However, it has a potential for confusion. Not for the present chief, but for a future chief. We have to ask what goods are obtained by having the second document when it could be incorporated. Substantially, it is the stuff of contracts.
So then why did we do this for the last 7 months?
It was under the advisement of Richard Davis, the district advising attorney, who in our January meeting recommended strongly that we have documents for both administrators, including Pam Hutchins and Chief Martin. So operating on that guidance, we undertook this rather lengthy exercise. It's not a wasted effort, however, in that the work product can be incorporated into a future contract.
Well, I've read Chief's contract. I've read his job descriptions. I have him here in this pile of stuff. I went through that in detail, and nothing in this document contravenes his contract whatsoever. The attorney highly recommended that we do it. I wasn't here, but you just said that. So I don't understand why this is being tabled. I understand the chief has some issues with it. I've asked him, he just generally tells me that he doesn't want a second document out there describing his job. I don't see any problem with it. So I'll vote against the motion.
What value is obtained by having the two documents that say the same thing?
Because our attorney said that we should have it, and unless he says that we shouldn't have it, I'm going to defer to him as to why we should have it.
Chief Martin, may we include you in the conversation? Do you have any perspective here?
Yeah. I've asked questions before if Richard Davis or MRCSSC has vetted this contract, this document, and I never did get an answer on that. And the fact that we have two documents that have two different job descriptions, it could be that I'm asked to do one thing or perform one thing, and it's in one document and not in the other. And it's taken a long time for us to get to the point where it has said that it doesn't interfere with the contract, but then and then the last one I saw, the values down below were doubled up, and then there was confusion on Dr. Appleton's part of where you asked, where's this money coming from? Is this budgeted money or non-budgeted money? And so I don't think there's a full grasp of what this document is supposed to do.
We had that discussion a week ago yesterday about that. I went back to the document. We talked about you and I, and the substance of that discussion you and I had was that it would be budgeted money giving you authority to sign checks along the way. We don't have unbudgeted money to expense out of $30,000 or $50,000. It has to be all budgeted money. We had that discussion. It was incorporated into that document. Redundancies in the document were taken out. A lot of formatting redundancies were taken out. I think the document should stand. And as you just said, your contract would supersede this job description.
Any other comments from the board?
I guess my question would be if his contract supersedes the job description from the delegated powers, then my question would go back to why do we have both of them? If his contract is going to be the guiding contract, why would we have a second one?
If you read the contract, it talks about money, vehicles, et cetera, et cetera. It's the secondary job description from 2015 that is described in this document. It doesn't deal with the original document. It deals with the job description, the previous job description. And in our original document, that was printed out and all redlined. If you guys remember, that was the job description. So, that's my points. Okay. But you'll vote and we'll see what happens. You're off mic. Can't hear it.
Yeah,
you're moving your mouth. Now we can.
So, okay. It could be that both mics are only on when they pick up some noise. Because Nathan's computer is still shutting down, and there's a hesitancy there before I can understand what you're saying. So we'll have to live with it. This is a prototype, and hopefully it won't get any worse. So my comments are, one, we obviously have a disparity between the two gentlemen who are tasked in crafting these two documents. And Chief Martin obviously feels that one document is better than two. I agree. You know, I go back to if you can consolidate two documents into one, it makes it much easier to reference in terms of doing so in the future. That's a fundamental principle that I've had for a long, long time. And we've addressed that at times past by the board and have done just that. The other question is that raised by Warren, is it strongly recommended by council? I think that we should defer this consideration until the next regular board meeting, and in the interim, seek counsel from Oscar Rea of MRSC and get his take on it. So I'm going to vote for the amendment to the agenda as written. Any other questions or comments? Call for the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
So is that three in favor? I presume, Dr. Mark, you're voting for your own amendment? Okay. And Warren, you're against?
Dr. Martin? I mean, Dr. Schwinge. You said Dr.
Martin. I said Dr. Mark. Again,
oh, Mark, I'm having trouble hearing that. If we can use
the
last name.
Well, the reason is that the mic is not transmitting until it wakes up.
Yeah.
And we're hearing that both ways. Interestingly, when Nathan and I tested this prototype yesterday and again Monday, didn't do that. So, you know, guess what? It is now, and it's making it us trip a little bit.
Okay.
So you're voting against, correct?
I'm voting against
Warren?
Yes, no.
And
I'm voting no.
I'm voting
okay.
No as well.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
It's a 3-2, the motion carries. The agenda will be so amended. Okay, the next order of business is executive session. Pursuant to RCW 42.30.140 for (B), which relates to planning or adopting the strategy or position to be taken by the governing body during the course of any collective bargaining. And in this context, it's a union negotiation with regards to our paramedics. We're scheduled for 1 hour, which will take us to 3:10, and we will convene upstairs in the conference room.